Retired Western Michigan University professor of art, Charles Stroh, spent 5 years putting together 6 walking tours of Kalamazoo's architecture. Stroh took me inside 2 places in the city with a lot of history, starting with the First Congregational Church on Michigan Avenue.
It's one of 3 churches that burned in the 1920s, and there's still some mystery about exactly what happened.
After sorting through the ruins, this church, First United Methodist and First Presbyterian, were all rebuilt in the English Gothic style, a medieval look that's known for pointed archways and round vaulted ceilings. First Congregational Church has a groin vaulted ceiling. That's right, groin vaulted. That just means that the 2 round vaults meet at a point, or groin. It basically looks like someone cut triangles out of the round ceiling to place the windows.
That area that's inset where the window is happens to be right between, on the exterior of the building, 2 gargoyles that stick out from the side of the church.
On the ceiling, a line of painted narratives runs down the middle of the church, and over the pulpit, there's a depiction of the Last Supper, where each apostle's face is different.
Which is kind of unusual, because somebody who painted that took the time to think of the participants in that event as people, you know, rather than sort of symbols of something.
But probably the most interesting thing about the church is a glass window that doesn't have much to do with religion at all. It depicts figures from science, art, and literature.
There's Shakespeare, there's Erasmus, there's Michelangelo on the left side. On the right, there's Lincoln, Newton, you know, again, people you wouldn't normally associate with the Christian tradition.
After seeing First Congregational Church, Charles Stroh and I hopped in the car and headed to Kalamazoo's City Hall.
This is where the City Commission meets and where they conduct business and where they make rules.
Stroh says the chamber hasn't changed a bit since it was built in 1931. It's in the Art Deco style, which is known for repeating patterns, shapes, and colors.
And then if you look at the ceiling, and especially along the edges of the ceiling, you'll find repetitions of those floral patterns all the way along, with shells, seashells inserted every here and there, and birds inserted every here and there, and a sun that has a face in the middle of it inserted every here and there.
Art Deco fans also like to put rich materials next to each other to make the place look expensive.
Like a particular kind of marble that you might only find in South Africa, for example, would be used next to a kind of mahogany that you would only find in the Philippines and nowhere else.
With all of this luxury, you'd never believe City Hall was built during the Depression.
Pretty amazing that this would get done at a time when there was 25% unemployment and people were, you know, having a hard time.
Stroh says the architecture in Kalamazoo is like other cities of its size, but what makes it special is that it belongs to us, the people of Kalamazoo.
Every day of their lives, going to work, they're aware that that building is over there, and they see it out of the corner of their eye, but oftentimes they don't ever look at it. And hopefully something like the CD, at least, would suggest, you know, here's a detail of something that came from that building, and next time you go by, stop and look at that.
You can pick up Charles Stroh's CD on Kalamazoo architecture at Petals and Postings, Bella Patina, and Retro.